First things first on Quick Hits, a former Red Sox player, Boston Red Sox player, along with 26 other people, was arrested as a part of a child sex crime sting. Take a look. Y'all better stay out of these kids' DMs, bro.
Live tonight, more than two dozen men arrested for child sex crimes during a four-day sting operation.
We do not want our kids being victims of these predators.
Thank you for joining us tonight. I'm Heather Crawford.
And I'm Anthony Austin. Our top story on this Monday, among the 27 arrested, a former Major League Baseball player, a Duval County Public Schools employee, a Mayo Clinic respiratory therapist.
Jacksonville Sheriff T.K. Waters announcing these arrests during a press conference this afternoon. Zach Wilcox was there and is on your side live tonight outside of JSO headquarters. And Zach, most of those men who were arrested, they were arrested when they thought they were actually going to meet children, right?
Yeah, Heather, they thought that they were meeting up with the children that they'd been talking with online and that they were heading to their predetermined location. Only when they got there, they found out the children they were talking to weren't in fact children at all. They were police officers who were there to arrest them.
Y'all still getting the Chris Hansen treatment? Y'all ain't learned y'all lesson yet after all of the stuff that we seen online. We seen Chris Hansen on MSNBC to catch a predator. We done seen this happen all day long. But for some reason, y'all still think that y'all sweet. Y'all still out here operating egregiously, chasing these little kids. And this is one of the reasons why y'all got to protect y'all children, protect y'all family, protect people, because I don't know if it's just happening in Florida at an alarming rate or if other cities and states are not as vigilant as trying to catch these guys. But for y'all to put y'all whole life, career, reputation, and everything that you ever represented on the line, your marriage, on the line to go in there and chase some little kids is insane to me, bro.
In their minds, they knew they were meeting minors and they were going to a specific location to have sexual intercourse with kids.
Over the course of 4 days in late April, the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office arrested 24 men, one by one, at a house they'd set up, in traffic stops, and at gas stations across the city.
And they do it on purpose to embarrass y'all. Y'all out there riding in your big trucks, your Silverados, your Sierra 1500s. You got your doctor's clothes on, your nurse's clothes. They even got a former MLB player that they arrested. Y'all some sick dudes, bro. Absolutely sick, man.
Investigators say each of them thought they were meeting up with a child they'd been talking with online, but instead were handcuffed.
Why would
Nasty.
I do this? Why?
They arrested another three people.
Let's see who we got here. Oh, snaps. Who is this woman? Third from the right in the upper right-hand corner. Y'all got women out here too? Look at these nasty dudes. And you know what's so funny? If you look at the people with these bruises on their face and stuff, like you see the woman in the upper right-hand corner. I don't know if that's a man or a woman, to be honest with you. And then you see the guy third from the left at the top, the white guy, the young guy, got bruises on his face. That's because they was getting tackled. It was getting tackled in that front yard. Bottom third from the right, he got tackled. Middle row all the way to the right, he got tackled. Look at these filthy monsters. All races, creeds. Imagine a grown man pulling up with dreads to come and meet your little kid. Unreal, bro.
People later, bringing the total to 27.
As you can see from these photographs, these men run the gamut of ages, backgrounds, and races. But I'm just very happy that they're off the street.
Some of the men arrested had significant profiles in the community, like Austin Maddox, a pitcher for the 2017 Boston Red Sox, or Malcolm McGee, a sergeant with the Army National Guard. First Coast News crime and safety expert Mark Bachman says the development in technology has made it easier for predators to hide in plain sight and easier for them to be caught.
As the internet evolved and all these different chat rooms, databases, websites came up, and they were used, and they've just been exploited over the last decade. It's all captured. You have all of it, you memorialize it, you bring it in.
According to arrest reports, officers use websites like Skip the Games, Whisper, and No Strings Attached Jacks.
Man, let me tell you the honest to God truth. I have never heard of any of these platforms a day in my life. I've never heard of Skip the Games. I've never heard of No Strings Attached. I've never, oh, I guess that's a Jacksonville thing. What the heck is Scout? Meet Me and Whisper? All of it sounds sketchy. Every single one of these things, bro. Look, if you listen, look at these names. Anybody that decides that they want to go over to any of these sites that got these names on it, I got to question your integrity, bro. Look at these names. What's up, Mika? Oh, yeah, Mika going to be on tonight. Skip the Games. That sound predatory as hell. No Strings Attached. Jacksonville. You mean they got multiple different ones? Scout. Scout? With a K. Meet Me and Whisper. Hey, little mama, let me see. Let me see my, ooh. Where do you see? Like this, this, this. This sounds sketchy as hell. All of this junk is sketchy, bro.
Jacksonville to start talking with the men. Sheriff Waters says the arrests serve as a reminder for parents to stay vigilant.
It's very important for us to set as many protections on our computers and to pay attention to what our kids are doing.
That's nasty. Listen, be careful. Make sure y'all protect y'all kids. And congratulations to all of the different people in the Scouts that's out here doing the great work. We appreciate y'all. In addition to that, a cop come home and find his house burglarized. Woman runs out naked. A bunch of sex toys in there. It's wild out here in these streets. Check it out.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Anthony Antoine. Topping the rundown here tonight, a couple is behind bars, accused of breaking into an officer's home multiple times, attempting to steal a shotgun, and leaving behind some nefarious items. Fox 26's Abigail Dye is here in studio joining us live. Tell us all the details. Abigail.
Well, Anthony, you cannot make this stuff up. Houston police arrested James Frazier and Brianna Miles, you see here behind me, in this case. Now, they're accused of breaking into the home of a Bel Air cop on multiple occasions. Now, the cop says that he wasn't living there at the time. This is a home he had up for sale, and it was staged out. Now, that officer says that he caught Frazier in that house holding his shotgun. He says he took the shotgun, and Frazier ran. But then he noticed another visitor.
I go in there, start yelling out some more, and that's when the woman comes out. I believe her name is Brianna Miles. She comes out naked, and she's her hands up. And then she yells out. She's like, you know, sorry, sorry, sorry. And then she just runs out.
Let me tell you something, bro. First of all, he lucked up because he got in there before they can have squatter's rights. You know what I'm saying? Second thing is, I'm pretty sure that that place smelled like Badussi. I'm 1,000% sure that that place stank. Absolutely stank.
Records do identify that woman as Brianna.
Y'all hit anything, bro.
Brianna Miles. Both suspects were eventually arrested.
Tattoos on the face is a sure sign of criminal activity.
And this officer says they left behind multiple items in his home, including sex toys. A weird case, no doubt. The prosecutor on it saying that Frazier has a lengthy criminal history and should be considered a danger.
The aggravating nature of this case is that he had a gun in the home while the complainant was there. And thank goodness that nothing happened to anybody and we're all here to, you know, everyone's alive is the most important thing. But now we have to consider how the ramifications
reading
of
super
what
chat
this
shortly
could do in our community if we were to let him out on bond. And that's one of the reasons why I approached to raise the bond today.
I told you it was a weird one. The prosecutor did get that bond raised on Frazier. It's now $150,000. The interview.
Y'all some wild boys out here knocking down some of these chicks, man. These chicks don't even look like they in their right mind. They look slow. They look slow. Bro, people that don't have resources and don't have nothing better to do, you know what they do? They commit crimes and they have children. People that are bored, they commit crimes and then they have children. Last but not least, a mother and a son has been arrested on Chicago's West Side for an attempted carjacking. Check it out.
Only on two, a mother and son duo in police custody. Police say they were behind a crime spree in Humboldt Park. As CBS 2 Serena Franza reports, the woman's son is just 16 years old.
Police sources tell us that this mother and son were both together for the duration of the...
Where's Mugo? Who is this white woman on Chicago's west side with that long hair and them nip nips. Hey, ladies, let me tell y'all something as I always get distracted, because Mugo ain't here today. I guess she had the night off. I know a lot of women like to be insecure about the size of their nip nips. Let me tell you something. We don't care. That is one of the few things that we tripping about. Don't be apprehensive and don't be self-conscious because you got your little nip nip. We cool with that. We ain't even tripping off no nip nips. That's actually, to be honest with y'all, that's more of a white man thing. White men like jugs and all of that stuff. Black guys, we ain't even really tripping off that. If you got them, you got them. If you don't, you don't. We ain't tripping. It's cool. You know what I'm saying? Just cover up your little A cups. We good with that as long as you stay fit, trim, and you don't have, you know, no nip nips and you weigh 300 pounds, Quentin. That would be crazy. But no, man, ain't nobody tripping off y'all. Hey, flaunt your nip-nip. We like them. You love them. We like them. Don't get self-conscious. Don't start going under the knife trying to mess it up. You know what I'm saying? I know that that's a white man thing. That's not really a black man thing. All right, let's continue. Sabrina Franza.
This entire spree before they were both arrested. This is where the police pursuit ended. A shopping center just before most stores opened for the day around 8 a.m. yesterday. Police tell us a few hours earlier, the 16-year-old teenager tried to take a 50-year-old woman's car by force. This was on the 3200 block of West Fulton. Then we're told the same teen, with his mom in tow, threatened a 31-year-old man and a 32-year-old woman at gunpoint and damaged a 28-year-old woman's vehicle before fleeing the scene. Our sources tell us the teen ended up at this shopping center.
Wait. Are y'all really gonna sit here and debate with me on this? Let me tell y'all something. I seen y'all knock down some wild mama coosas out here. I mean, when I talk about some overweight dragons, did y'all just see that last segment that we just did on Quick Hits, the one that was just before this? Y'all knocking down some crazy stuff. Please, y'all are not walking away from a woman just because she got A cups. I have not seen it. I know that y'all talk a lot of nonsense. Everybody got these high standards. Everybody only knocked down Miami 10s inside of this place. But let's be clear. Y'all are not walking away from a woman that is fit, trim, got her hair nice, makeup done, breath smelling good, smell good, got a nice disposition. And you walking away from her just because she ain't got a... Man, listen, bro. Y'all say a lot of wild stuff, but y'all can't fool me. I know who y'all are. I see y'all in real life. I know what y'all talking about. Y'all tell me what the real is. I meet people every single day. Y'all not going to try to sell me that y'all just out here just killing everything and killing the game. Stop it. Next thing you know, y'all going to tell me y'all been walking away from women because they ain't got their nails done too, right? Right.
Center where he threw his gun and a concealed carry holder intervened, trying to stop the teen from fleeing. We're told the 16-year-old's mom drove off at one point and came back only to see her son being arrested. He's now charged with three felony counts, one for attempted vehicular hijacking, one for unlawful vehicular invasion, and one for aggravated unlawful use of a weapon for a person under 21, among other misdemeanor charges. His mother, our sources say, was later arrested in the 3300 block of West Potomac and charged with attempting to elude a police officer and for contributing to a crime of a delinquent minor.
She gonna definitely get chose. We ain't tripping off of that. But more importantly, what's up with all of these women? Honestly, what's up with all of these women enabling their sons, even to the point to where the sons then become carjackers? That's the real concern that we need to have in the community. Anyways, I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. Ladies and gentlemen, that is your Quick Hits.